Hello, we're reading in the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 4. We're
going
to read item 20, the words of Dari.
Yes.
So what are we learning here? During the ascent of Keter to the Emanator, the manifestation of Yechida departed from Malchut. Why? Because as the lights depart, this is how it happens.
Yeah.
So the Keter goes up to the Emanator, means it departs from the Potsuv, and it already rises to an upper degree. This is called the Emanator. And that's where the Or Yechida departs from the Malchut. Go ahead.
Item 20. No. That when Keter rose to the Emanator, in the same measure and duration of its ascent, the apparent phase of Yechida departed from Malchut, which is the light that was extended to her from Keter. Because Keter ascended and departed, he did not intend to shine in her. Hence, she was left with merely the record.
No questions.
Okay,
so
maybe I should read it again?
Yeah, I'll read. 20, during the ascent of Keter to the Emanator, in the same measure and duration of its ascent, then the apparent phase of Yechida departed from Malchut, which is the light that was extended to her from Keter. Because Keter ascended and departed, he did not intend to shine in her, and she was left with merely the record.
Kiev 1.
What does it mean that Keter rises to the source, to the roots? Is Keter the creator?
No. This is one thing and this is another. Keter in every place is as this representative of the creator, but it's not the creator himself. He's part of this Partsuf. He's part of the Partsuf only. So when Keter departs to the Emanator, meaning the same bestowal of this influence from the Emanator towards all the other Sefirot, it slowly disappears from Keter, Chochmah, Binah, etc. So this means that the Partsuf departed. And when the Keter rises to the Emanator, this is like he says, the Yechida has departed from the Partsuf. And this is the light that comes from the Keter. And then he says, again, since when it departed, he didn't shine in her. In this whole part, but was left with merely a record. The meaning, these lights departed as all the Sefirot rise and they disappear. Yeah. All these lights depart. And that's why you just have one record left from each light. Yeah, 21.
Heading. When Keter concluded his ascent to the Emanator, the manifestation of Yechida returned to Malchut. Item 21. When Keter concluded his concealment and Malchut concluded her ascent to the Siyum of Yesod, the Emanator shone the face of Yechida in her once more, as in the beginning. It is so because after Keter rose to the Emanator, she too rose in Yesod and was one degree closer to the Emanator. Now, she received from him what she would previously receive from Keter. However, as long as Keter did not complete his ascent, Keter was interfering between her and her emanator. And Keter himself also did not shine in her. It is similar in the phase of Chaya that receives from Keter, and similar also in Chokhmah, Bina, and so on.
Yeah, meaning that this is how it happened in all of the degrees that would rise and disappear and depart into the emanator, into Keter. Right, Beersheva.
Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. This process that's described here of Akudim, is the building of the vessel or the world?
These are the two parts of the department of the lights in the vessel, which is actually part of the building of the Kli. As the lights are spread out and fall into the Kli, they are become worthy for role.
That's above the world of Nikudim, Rav.
This is before the Olam of Nikudim. It's Akudim.
Thank you very much, Rav.
22, right on.
During the ascent of Chokhmah to the Emanator, the manifestation of Chaya from Malchut departed. And when Chokhmah concluded her ascent, the manifestation of Chaya returned to Malchut. Item 22. Also, when Chokhmah rose up in her emanator, the part that would come to Malchut from him departed from her, and only a record remained in her until Chokhmah completed her ascent to her emanator, at which time the light returned, as in the beginning. You can also deduce from this to all the others, as there are many divisions. It is so because when Chokhmah began to ascend in Keter, her illumination departed from everything below her. When she already rose in Keter, it returned as in the beginning. When it returned to ascend in the emanator a second time, the light departed a second time. And when the ascent was completed, the light regained its strength. The reader will understand the other divisions similarly regarding the surrounding lights of Zon that take during their ascent and departure upward.
Hey, what's happening here? Going up, going down, going up, going down. Each time the lights, and then from this, the Rishimot are gathered. And we have, after this departure of the Partsuf, we have many, many records within the Partsuf on the whole process that it underwent. What's going on here? Oh, that's where we finish here. So let's read in this part.
Maliko?
What should I read?
I think... Alright, let's end with that. Maybe if there's questions, maybe we'll let's see the inner light. Yeah, a little bit.
We'll start the inner observation, the fourth part In our observation, the Sefirot of Akudim includes six chapters. We're going to have six matters here. The Betishot, the matter of the reflected light, the matter of Rishimot, the matter of the vessels, the matter of the screen, and six, the matter of the direct light. Item 1. Since the words of the Ari here are all fundamental, where all the matters of this wisdom is built on that, and you have not even a small matter in all of Bia that has results of all the matters that are brought here in these 10 Sefirot of Akudim. Moreover, with every small change and a small innovation here in the Partzufim of Abia, there are many matters that are deep and profound, since it is known that all the forces and the new forms of the upper ones must exist in every lower one, with no small detail missing, which also happens in all the cascading of the Partzufim in the worlds until the end of Asiya. Moreover, here, when we're still busy in the first Kav, the first line, that is extended from Ein Sof to the place of restriction, which is the first Partzuf of Adam Kadmon. And so, each and every word here is precious gem that we must understand in all its breadth and its true definition. To read it, remember it, throughout the whole wisdom. And so, I will organize these matters that are brought in this part in a way that it is easy to remember, and also to discern the main discernments that Ari brings here, and to define everything as much as possible, so that the examiner will be able to guard himself to understand things properly, because the smallest mistake in these places will end the understanding altogether in the parts that will come next. Five kinds of zivugim, of striking, and betishot. We find five kinds of strikings here in the words of Rav, in the words of Dari, in the first expansion. The first is called Histaklut Aleph, the first observation, which is a coupling of striking of the upper light in the screen of the vessel of Malchut, which is the vessels of the Rosh. The second is striking in the inner light and the surrounding light on another when they come out of outside of Pe'avak, what Ari brings here. The third is called the second observation, which is a zivug de'aka'a, striking while coupling of the upper light of the screen of the vessel of Malchut, which is to make vessels to the guf. The fourth is striking and the bitush of the record and the descending reflected light, one on the other. The fifth is the clash of the light of Malchut with the descending reflected light. Heading of item 3. The first coupling by striking makes only the roots of the vessel. The second, the vessel and the light are mixed. And the third makes the complete vessels. Item 3. The root of everything is the coupling called first look. All the light in the Patsuf is extended from it, and its issue has been thoroughly explained in the Ari's words. However, it is sufficient only to elicit the roots for the vessels called potential clothing, not actual. Because here, the reflected light clothes from below upward, which means resistance to the clothing in the coarseness of the vessel. This is why the ten sefirot in the Rosh are called Ein Sof, or Keter, as the Ari wrote. Moreover, even afterwards, when the ten sefirot from Malchut of the Rosh expand down into the Guf through the Tabur, they are still not distinguished as vessels in and of themselves. Rather, it is as though the light and the vessels are mixed together, as the Ari wrote here. The manifestation of the Havayot of the vessels begins primarily in the second look done on the screen in the vessel of Malchut during the refinement, meaning the four levels that emerged in the degrees of its refinement. Heading of item 4. The third coupling by striking is performed by the surrounding light and the inner light. The surrounding light refines the screen, and the upper light makes a coupling by striking on the screen in the degrees of its refinement, eliciting four levels, Chubtum. Item 4. This matter of refinement is done by striking of the inner light and the surrounding light on each other, as the Ari wrote here. It explains it there that the surrounding light refines the coarseness in the screen until it becomes as refined as the screen in Malchut of the Rosh. Indeed, this whole refinement is done instantaneously and at once, as the Ari says. However, the upper light does not stop shining even for a minute. Thus, the upper light makes a coupling with it in the 4 degrees to which the screen comes during its refinement. It elicits 4 levels of ten sefirot there, which are Chokhmah, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. The completion of the manifestation of the vessels is only through the second look. Item 5. The difference between the 3 kinds of coupling by striking has been explained. The first look, though it is the root and the origin of all the lights and the vessels in the Patsuf, still has no ability to actually manifest. The entire manifestation is only through the second look, done in the degrees of the refinement of the screen. This matter of refinement is done by the striking and the clash of the inner light and surrounding light with each other. The last 2 couplings through striking are for the following patsuf. Item 6. All these 3 kinds of strikings are the purpose of the Patsuf itself. However, the striking and the clash of the record and the reflected light with each other is for the vessels of the following Patsuf. Similarly, the striking of the light of Malchut on the record is for the purpose of the vessel of Malchut of the following Patsuf. Thus, it has been clarified how the first three kinds of striking are for the purpose of the Patsuf itself, and the two final strikings are for the purpose of the following Patsuf. Chapter 2, 12 kinds of reflected light. General reflected light rejected from Malchut becomes the surrounding light. Item 7. We find 12 kinds of reflected light in the Ariu's words. Here they are. The first is the reflected light rejected from phase 4. During the first look, when the screen detains the upper light and does not let it expand there, the light returns backwards and clothes the 10 sefirot of direct light. There are two kinds of reflected light to discern here. The first is all of the light that was rejected from clothing in the vessel of Malchut. There is a great measure of it, especially in the first Patsuf of Ak that we are concerned with. It contains the entire difference from Ein Sof, which filled the entire reality, Patsuf Ak, which is but a thin line of light in relation to the light of Ein Sof. Know that this reflected light incorporates all the surrounding light in all the worlds. The reflected light that clothes the direct light is an outcome of the first reflected light rejected from Malchut. Item 8. The second kind of reflected light included here is the reflected light that ascends from below upward and clothes the 10 sefirot of direct light. There is great depth in that, as there is existence in the reflected light rejected from phase 4, meaning the actuality of the light that is rejected from there. We must discern the negation in it, which is the force of the striking itself, generating a great light because of the withdrawal from the light. It is a correlation between the light that is rejected back and phase 4, which is left empty of that light. This reflected light, which is born by the withdrawal from the light, is the second kind of reflected light, rising and clothing the 10 sefirot of direct light. Hence, it is considered an outcome of the first kind of reflected light, especially from the negation, but through the correlation, as explained above. This was the first reading of the inner observation of part 4. We'll continue with that tomorrow. The lesson is finished. Two announcements before we move on to the song. First of all, about an upcoming Friday, September 9th, a study hall here in Petah Tikva will be open to all who are interested to take part in the morning lesson. It's for men and women 18 and up, who are learning with us. If you're students of the points in the hearts, please talk to your counselors. After the lesson, we're going to have a chumus meal. You need to register and pay in advance in the link we're going to send today. You can pay until this Thursday at 6 p.m. You cannot enter the meal without paying in advance. That's our first announcement about Friday. Our schedule for today, at 10 a.m., we're going to broadcast a program, Inner Look, recorded program, and at 12 o'clock, live with Rav lesson. Let's end with a song.
Thousands of years in the darkness we roam, chasing a whisper that's guiding us home. So many miles searching for a sign to break free from these cages of time. Is there someplace beyond all the noise? A sweet silence behind every voice?